right back to your seat. We will continue now with our message. Let's talk about mountains. Now, I know we don't get too many mountains here in northern Indiana. In fact, I looked this up. The highest point in Indiana is a place called Hoosier Hill. And there's a photo. Hoosier Hill has an elevation of 1,251 feet above sea level. Hoosier Hill is not what you would call a challenging summit to attain. You can drive to within about 100 feet of the peak of Hoosier Hill. And if you want to go there, it's located about 10 miles north of Interstate 70, where Interstate 70 passes into Ohio. So it's not too far from here. And I'll be honest, when I looked at pictures of Hoosier Hill, I really couldn't tell there was a hill there at all. Now let me tell you about another mountain called K2. K2 is the second tallest mountain in the world. Its peak is 28,251 feet above sea level. It sits on the border between China and Pakistan, and the mountain itself sits so far out into the wilderness that it's never really been given a name, so we call it K2. Mountain climbers say that this is the most difficult mountain to climb in the world. Even though it's not quite as tall as Mount Everest, which is the tallest mountain in the world, K2 is more difficult to climb because it's more remote. K2 is a steeper climb. K2 has no good routes up the mountain. K2 is colder. K2 has longer and stronger storms than Mount Everest. An American mountain climber, George Bell, described K2 as a savage mountain that tries to kill you. And indeed, while only 367 people have successfully climbed K2, 86 people have died trying. So, why do mountain climbers try to climb mountains like K2? The answer is pretty simple. They climb to get to the top, right? They climb to experience something that few other people have ever experienced. They climb to accomplish something that few other people have ever accomplished. And they climb to the top because the top of the mountain is where they want to be. We often call the great experiences in our lives mountaintop experiences. These are the times when we feel like we've accomplished something wonderful. These are the times when we receive recognition and praise. These are the times when we feel like life is great. And for sure, we can always be thankful for the good times in our lives. We can be thankful for our accomplishments and our achievements. But when we think about mountaintop experiences in our own lives, I think we tend to focus on ourselves too much. I think we sometimes even begin to expect our own lives to be great all the time, as if we never left the mountaintop. Sometimes we begin to wonder what's wrong with us just because life isn't always exciting and wonderful. But today we're learning that it's okay for our lives to be ordinary. Let me tell you about another mountaintop experience, this one from the Gospel according to Matthew, chapter 17. We read about an event called the Transfiguration, where Jesus took Peter, James, and John, these were three of his disciples, to the top of a high mountain. And on top of that mountain, Jesus changed. His face shined like the sun. Jesus' clothes became bright white. Two great prophets from Israel's history appeared and spoke with Jesus. And then the presence of God covered them all like a cloud. And God said for everyone to hear, "This is my Son whom I love. With him I am well pleased. Listen to him." This was the mountaintop experience that Peter, James, and John got. And their mountaintop experience was better than being on top of K2 or Mount Everest or even Hoosier Hill or any other mountain. Because for these disciples, being on the mountaintop was not about celebrating their own hard work or about their own accomplishments. This mountaintop experience was about seeing Jesus. They saw Jesus as he really is. They saw Jesus in all his glory as the Son of God. They saw Jesus with his face shining bright like the sun in the sky and his clothes bright white. And I want you to imagine what a shock, what a change this must have been for those disciples, because here is Jesus whom they've been living with, Jesus whom they've been talking with, Jesus whom they have been working alongside. And yes, they knew Jesus was a special man. They had seen Jesus teach with authority. They had seen him heal the sick. They had seen him perform miracles. But Jesus still looked like an ordinary man to them. And all of a sudden, it's like his mask came off. It's like his disguise fell away. And here is Jesus standing before them in glory as the Son of God. And the disciples would have been thinking, wow, this man we follow really is the Son of God. The man we follow really can forgive our sins, really can give us eternal life. And I think that this mountaintop experience was probably one of the best times that Peter and James and John had as they followed Jesus. So that later when Jesus died on the cross to forgive their sins and your sins and my sins, later the disciples knew just who gave his life for them. And later when Jesus rose from the dead, the disciples knew just who had conquered death. This amazing mountaintop experience helped prepare those disciples, helped those disciples through their difficult times ahead. For us, I think the lesson is this. Those disciples had a wonderful experience on the mountaintop, but as we saw at the end of our reading, they had to come down from the mountain, and they had to go back to their ordinary lives, at least lives as ordinary as following Jesus around could be. Our lives are just like those disciples' lives. You know, we can't spend all our time on the mountaintops. We spend most of our lives doing the ordinary work that Jesus gives us to do. As we care for our families, as we love our neighbors, as we gather for worship and fellowship as the people of God, we can't spend all our time on the mountaintop. But we know every now and then we do get there. Every now and then Jesus lets us see who he really is. Maybe that happens as you read your Bible. Maybe that happens as you sing Christian songs and you realize how great Jesus' love and forgiveness really is. Maybe it happens as you gather in fellowship with other Christians and you see how much Jesus cares for you and your own life, and you see how Jesus has surrounded you with brothers and sisters who care for you just as he does. We spend most of our lives doing the ordinary things that followers of Jesus do. And sometimes his great goodness shines through. Let's be thankful for those mountaintop experiences. Let's let them encourage us to appreciate Jesus. Let's let them encourage us to seek Jesus and to follow Jesus every day of our lives. Amen. Let's stand.